All right, so now you've got a pretty good understanding of the regular hypnosis induction. So what you're actually going to do is, first of all, prepare your subject and induce light stages of trance. And this usually involves the suggestion for your subject to close their eyes. Then you're going to deepen the trance through a metaphor, and that's normally something like walking down some stairs and opening a door. And step number three is you're going to carry out your hypnotic work. So this really depends on the intention of the hypnotic trance. For instance, if the subject wants you to help him with confidence issues, then this is the place to do it. Then the last thing you're going to do is awaken them from the trance in the right way. Now, a lot of times, as you already know, hypnosis is used on the stage for entertainment and to make people laugh. And the way that works is just by giving your subject the suggestion of whatever crazy thing it is you want them to do as soon as they wake up. And this is, of course, called a post-hypnotic suggestion, which is something we talk about in the Hidden Persuaders section of the course. But the main reason I'm bringing this point up is because if hypnotism is something you decide to do for entertainment, and you're giving suggestions for your subjects to do something like bark like a dog whenever he hears a bell, or sing like Elvis whenever you clap your hands, then you need to add a fifth step to the list, and this is very, very important. Okay, so the fifth step is whenever the session is over, what you need to do is make sure that your subject is free from any suggestion, and you need to be sure that he's no longer responsive to the triggers that you set. So if before he was barking like a dog whenever he hears a bell, you need to be sure you've removed that trigger. And we're going to get into how to bring your subject out of a trance in just a bit, and we'll go over how to remove triggers correctly. Okay, so right now I'm going to go a little bit deeper into the regular hypnosis process, really explain in detail what it is you need to do. So if using regular hypnosis is something that you want to get into, then this is going to be more than enough information to get you started. So, as I said, the first thing you need to do is prepare your subject for light stages of trance. What I really mean by that is make sure that your subject is sitting comfortably and they're ready for you to hypnotize them. Next, even if this is your first time hypnotizing someone, you need to act as if you're confident and you know what you're doing, because it's those beliefs in yourself and your own abilities that are going to allow your subject to go into trance, because as you already know, you're not actually inducing a special state. But to make this whole thing work, you need to act as if you are. And the last thing you need to do is just make sure there are no distractions. So turn off the TV, turn off the radio, turn off your cell phone or anything else that makes a noise. And then after you've prepared your subject, the next stage is obviously to induce the trance. Now the way I like to do it, and the way that feels most natural in my opinion, is to have them sit in a comfortable chair and have them look up at some point somewhere near the top of the wall in front of them. And the reason why you want to make them look up to somewhere near the top of the wall is so that your subject's eyes are looking upwards, which will make them feel like they're getting tired and will reinforce his belief that you are in fact hypnotizing him. Then all you need to do is pace the fact that he's sitting there comfortably in the chair, looking at the wall and listening to the sound of your voice. And then you can just lead them into that desired behavior in that desired state. So to do that, all you need to do is use the "and as you X, you will begin to Y" language that we talked about. Okay, next, after your subject is in a trance, you want to deepen the trance. So once you can tell that your subject is in a relaxed state, and you'll know that when you see their eyes are closed and their shoulders are slumped, then you know it's time to take them even deeper into the trance. Now, the way I like to deepen the trance is by getting them to imagine opening a door and then walking down some stairs. And you can tell them that you're going to count backwards from 10 to 1, and with each count, he will take a step, and with each step down, he will relax even more, and that will send him into an even deeper trance. Now, one thing you do want to include when you're deepening the trance is to let your subject know that during the whole thing, as they find themselves going even deeper into the trance, they're still going to be able to hear and understand everything that you say. Now, the reason you want to say something along those lines is because if your subject thinks he's actually going to fall asleep or become totally unaware of everything that's going on, and then he finds that he's not completely asleep, then he's probably going to be a little bit disappointed and think that the hypnosis isn't working. So that's just something to think about. Okay, so once you've led them to the bottom of the imaginary staircase, you can then get them to imagine opening a door and then walking into a beautiful garden or an amazing beach. And then you need to describe the garden, but you don't want to be too specific. Just use the senses so you can say, you can smell the scent of flowers in the air. You can feel the heat from the sun on your face. Then the next thing you want to do is test your subject's responsiveness to physical suggestion. So what you can do is have him imagine a perfect chair in the perfect spot of the garden, and then you want to have him imagine sitting in the chair, and then you can say something like, "You might begin to notice that your right arm is very heavy, so heavy you can imagine it stuck to the arm of the chair." Now, I am going to give you a word-for-word script in the PDF for this audio, but as I said, basically the reason why we do all this arm sticking to the arm of the chair stuff is just to be sure that they're responsive to suggestion. So when you're testing how responsive they are, one of three things is going to happen. Number one is that they will lift their arm up from the chair. Number two is that they will try and lift, but they won't be able to. And the third thing that might happen is that they will sit there without doing anything at all. And again, you can check the downloadable PDF for the correct way to respond to your subject's responsiveness to your suggestion of sticking his arm to the chair. And of course, the next step is to go on and do whatever hypnotic work you're planning on doing at the beginning of the session. But again, I want to go back to the warning I gave you earlier, and that is to tell you that, honestly, you don't want to be doing any therapeutic change work unless you're fully qualified to do it and you know what you're doing. So my advice is just stick to using regular hypnosis for relaxation. Then finally, the last part of this is to make sure you bring your subject fully out of state and make sure that they're fully refreshed and wide awake. So the way to do that is to have your subject imagine walking back through the door and back up the stairs. So you can say something like, "As I count backwards from 10 to 0, you'll feel all the drowsiness and heaviness leave you, but you'll not to open your eyes until I reach the number 0, at which point you'll be at the top of the stairs." Then when you get to the number 0, you can instruct your subject to open his eyes and be wide awake. Then when they open their eyes, you can stop using the slow, hypnotic voice and just start speaking as you would. And then you can use this time to get some feedback, ask them how long they felt they're in trance, because a lot of the time a subject will say a shorter amount of time than it actually was. So if it was an hour, they might think it was 10 minutes. And then you can ask if the garden felt real for him and what he saw. And that's it. That's all you need to know to put someone into a trance and confidently use regular hypnosis. But just remember, everything I've told you now is used for regular controlled environment hypnosis. And the truth is, I don't really use this stuff anymore, because once you start getting into the advanced dark side hypnosis techniques, then this kind of regular hypnosis just seems obsolete. Because as you know, with dark side hypnosis, you can put someone into a hypnotic state just by talking to them. And you can do it with anyone you want, anytime, anyplace.